Tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Frankenfurter.
There's this growing trend, and I'm a little miffed that we didn't start it right here in Idaho.
We're just going to retcon to, like, what, 50 different franchises for funsies, I guess.
The semi-snarky thing I want to say is you guys got to go away long enough for us to miss you.
And then there was another guy, too, who said that he just got back from his dealer's house and found candy in his drugs.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables and outliers.
Nice to have you back.
Cool cats, sly dogs, welcome to the tribe. Glad you're one of us.
Mm-hmm.
One of us. One of us. Hit that like button, subscribe, follow, whatever you got to do to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls. Infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes.
Mm-hmm, yeah, click all the special little buttons, please.
Coming up on this episode, how is it that we're already into November and still talking about Terrifier 3?
Well, to be fair, it is kind of terrifying.
Did we get to 500 followers on YouTube? Also, how is it possible that Thunder Ridge has two of these already?
I'm ashamed.
And an Idaho Falls institution is closing down. Did we do it? Did we save the daylight?
I guess so.
Hate daylight saving time. I'm glad it's over.
Right, right. I will say the fall back part is definitely better than the spring forward.
Yeah.
Can't boop too much about that.
What'd you do with your extra hour? And it always seems like the day is extra, extra long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. You're almost like, by 10, you're like, man, is it bedtime yet or what?
Right, right. Honestly, I hate daylight savings. I don't know why we bother doing it.
Mm-hmm. I don't either. I think we should abolish it.
I agree. Especially nowadays with LEDs. Like, realistically, if it was really for the farmers, let's just get those mofos a bunch of big old stadium lighting.
It's not.
You know? Well, yeah, of course it's not. But
it's not. This is a good time of year to remind you to start taking your vitamin D, a little bit extra, a couple more thousand IUs, mm-hmm. ICUs, IUDs, IUs, international units,
right,
a day.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, we live in the northern hemisphere and we ought to be watching that intake.
All right. That, or maybe get yourself a SAD lamp.
Right. Seasonal affective disorder lamp.
Mm-hmm.
I got to sort of recheck my levels here after our live episode.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
We'll talk about that here in a second. How about your mouse?
He's doing good.
If you watch the live episode, you got to see Carly's mouse.
Uh-huh. And he's actually doing really good. He's gotten so big since when I got him.
If that shocking video last week, I couldn't believe it. We know that mice can fit into tight, tight places.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But a mama mouse mm-hmm. made it into the overhead light fixture in your friend's car.
Right.
Had babies.
Uh-huh.
And you're taking care of at least one.
Yeah, one of them. They haven't found the other so far.
All right.
They haven't been able to find mom either.
Oh, but, boy.
You know, kind of tricky. And they're trying to find a good way to get them out of the car without harming them, mm-hmm. which is kind of difficult to do.
They're still in the car?
She's heard some squeaking, but I don't know if they're still there.
Is she driving it around?
Well, I mean, what other option does she have? Do you have like a bonus? Well, I guess a lot of people have bonus cars sitting around, but not everyone does.
Yeah. Sorry, my car's in the shop. Oh, sorry, my car's in the mouse house right now.
Right? My car's being fumigated. Well, and the worst part is that she actually had the same thing happen last year, only she didn't actually see any of the mice. That she just heard them, and then at some point one of them died, and then her car just smelled for forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she's really wanting to avoid that.
Had that happen in a house.
Mm-hmm.
It died, like, under our front porch.
That sucks.
Could never find it.
Oh,
but, you know,
sucks.
After a nice hot summer, the smell went away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where does she live? Does she live by a
field?
She's
here in town. She's not. Yeah, no, she's, like,
by
in the middle
a canal?
Of. Nope, she's in the middle of a subdivision.
Huh.
Yeah. Not even by a canal. She's like right in the middle of town.
Wild.
Yeah, right?
So you've been feeding this mouse every like 2 hours, setting an alarm and stuff?
Been trying to at least,
yeah.
Which can be tricky because, you know, I've got a job and a life and stuff. You know, actually, I was in a meeting the other day, and this was back when he was in a smaller container. So I actually was carrying him around in a little wicker basket that looked very discreet. But I didn't want to necessarily tell people that I had a mouse because some people get scared of rodents and stuff. And
I don't know why I had, sort of an adverse reaction to it.
Yeah, I don't think you've even touched him yet.
No, I don't want to.
But he's so fluffy.
It's a rodent.
But he's so fluffy.
Mickey Mouse be damned.
He's fluffy and cute. And everyone else loves him, so I don't know what your problem is.
I wonder if this episode will come up in PETA's keywords.
Right? But anyway, so I was in a meeting and I've got this like electric hand warmer that he sits on most of the time that's portable. It's got like a battery pack in it, but it died because I'd been using it all day. And so I took him out of his enclosure, which was a Tupperware, and held him instead to keep him nice and warm. And he got pissed because I was holding him without feeding him and he was hungry by then and I hadn't had a chance to stop and feed him yet. So I was sitting there holding him in my hand and he kept squeaking. So I had to like shift in my chair a little to make it seem like that's what was making the noise. My chair's squeaking. Yeah. Oh, crazy. What's that? What's that sound? It must be the squeaky chair. Who's got some oil?
It's like when your shoes make the shoe fart.
Yes.
And then you try to duplicate it to prove to everybody in the room, it was my shoe.
Exactly. Exactly. Only this is as if I actually did fart and then tried to make it seem like it was my shoe. Anyway, so I'm holding him. He's squeaking away. I recognize at this point that there's no getting away with it, really. And on top of that, too, this meeting is dragging on. There's like, he needs to eat. Thankfully, there was a break in the meeting. So I finally was like, hey, no one's like scared of mice, are they? Because like, this guy needs to eat. So I got all of his stuff out and I just fed him during the meeting and it was great. And everyone actually really liked him and they all wanted to hold him and pet him. Wild. And it was fantastic.
There was a lady who I still love very much, a program director in Salt Lake City who was, she had an aversion to gum.
Oh.
Gum chewing, uh-huh. I guess, in meetings. Well, I had an aversion to meetings.
Right.
And so I would purposefully pop a piece of really strong peppermint gum.
Oh, uh-huh.
I think back then it was Altoid's peppermint gum, but now I use
Altoid's rock so much.
The spry peppermint with the xylitol. It's just shockingly powerful, but it keeps me awake. And it's been proven that chewing motion sort of helps your brain do other stuff.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I went through so much gum in school, man.
So like push kind of came to shove one day. And of course I took the high road and spit it out. But she's like, hey, you got gum in your mouth. Yeah.
Are you a 1900s teacher?
Right. That's almost what it felt like. But different people have different needs. I'm glad no one was mouse averse in your meeting.
Yeah, no, everyone was actually super cool with him. Matter of fact, the gal running the whole thing was like, that is something you'd do, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, that's a very Carly thing to do is to...
I think that was her exact wording, actually.
It is.
It was funny.
The more we get to know Carly, the more we realize she is a nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the first episode of November. You'd think we were over Halloween, but we're probably going to talk about Halloween a lot.
I mean, I love Halloween, and I had a great one this year.
It was fun.
It was so fun.
The parts that I was involved with.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, too, but I got my very first trick-or-treater this year, and it was amazing. It was everything I dreamt of.
You just loaded them up with full-size candy bars. Okay.
Yeah, I had told my neighbor that I was going to be giving away full-size candy bars, so she sent her kids over, and then her brother came over to do some trick-or-treating with them, and she sent them over, so I had the whole Belcher family on my front lawn at one point, and I even turned to Linda, and I was like, hey, sitcom mom club, you know?
So one of the things we talked about was Terrifier, and how it was just this huge movie, number one in the country, I think.
Yes, uh-huh.
What I didn't realize is, it was unrated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an adult. I do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really pay attention to that sort of thing.
Well, and also, we've seen the others. We knew what we were getting into.
Right.
So there wasn't really any need to check the rating.
Right.
Yeah.
You kind of know what it is if you've seen one and two.
Yeah.
You don't need to have seen one and two to understand the plot, but, you know, Killer Clown, you pretty much get it.
Yeah.
But I think this might change the way Hollywood looks at things.
I mean, just like Deadpool, though.
Yeah.
Because Deadpool was like the first rated R superhero movie, and then it did incredibly, you know, to the point where even Disney took it over and ruined it, just saying. But anyway, they took it over, and now they're planning to make more.
So, all right, there was the Hayes Code in the, what is that, 50s, 60s, and then that really sort
wasn't that even before then?
It may have been. I don't know.
I feel like that was like the 30s or 40s.
Then it was taken over by the MPAA, the Motion Picture Authority. Yes. Mad about things.
Yeah.
And
about boobs.
But right. But there was this godless, lawless period in the 70s.
Right.
Yeah. Where they were making all sorts of wild shit. Like that's how Deep Throat, basically a porno,
yeah,
was shown in theaters. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of reminded of that when we watched Young Frankenstein.
Yes, yeah.
Rest in peace, Terry Garr, Inga.
Uh-huh.
Not from Rocky Horror Picture Show, as I said erroneously in our live episode, but was corrected by not only Carly. What's worse than Carly correcting me? Carly and her brother watching the live stream correcting me. And with your Roku TV, you just sort of search from the main home screen and it searches across all available apps.
Oh, it's so convenient.
Even some that aren't on your TV.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I think I said in our live episode, life is harder when you're stupid.
Yeah.
So I see Young Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. I go, yeah, okay. And it said, all right, we're installing the Movieland app.
Mm-hmm.
And the Movieland app, check this out. It's sort of deceptively generic in that it's just this red play arrow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of video streaming platforms have red play arrows. YouTube.
Right.
Right. So I was just, okay, Movie Land, we're going to the Movie Land now. Anyway, we watched the movie.
Uh-huh.
Uninterrupted. It was great.
It was.
But then the, if you enjoyed this movie, here are some other movies you might enjoy screen came on.
Right.
And it was like Quentin Tarantino, Grindhouse, 70s. It was MCMLXIX, yeah, 1969.
Right.
That would have been right in that era of bizarre, like it was some sort of Caligula B movie.
Right, right. Well, the funny thing is that there were like probably 6 to 9 of them on the screen that all looked kind of like the same genre and stuff. And I know that we decided to click on one. It was something like The Dance of Jezebel or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the title was.
Yeah.
But we clicked on it because we were like, those look like a bunch of pornos. Are those a bunch of pornos? And we wanted to be a little scientists and see if we were right or not. And yep, it sure was.
We just forwarded just long enough to, just far enough to get our confirmation.
Right. Well, and the funny thing is, within the first couple of seconds of the movie, we knew. But we were like, okay. And we forwarded
this
a little
really
more.
This can't really be it.
We forwarded a little more. And there was some more. And then we forwarded again. And then it was just a talking scene. Actually, no. We forwarded the first time and it was a talking scene. And we're like, what? And then we forwarded some more. And then it was a porno again.
So is Terrifier 3 and its success going to be bringing back that godless, lawless time of unrated movies in the theater? What will become of our children? Think of the children.
I mean, to be fair, I kind of think that streaming has already done that.
Right.
You know, the difference is that they brought it straight into our homes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, personally, I prefer that.
Like our buddy David Scott, who gave us stars on our live episode, said.
Right.
Walked in on his teenage kid, you know, watching Deadpool get pegged or whatever it was.
Banging a hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't know unless you've got the parental controls set up.
Right, right.
With your streaming apps.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it wasn't House of 1,000 Corpses. I rewatched that.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that one that made me turn it off after half an hour.
Yeah, that sucked.
And so I thought, well, was it another early 2000s slasher flick? Was it House of Wax? So I watched that.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't it. Well, it was surprisingly good for having included Paris Hilton.
Okay. You know, that's one I actually kind of wanted to watch, too, so we might have to watch that again.
It's a remake of a 50s film, which I'd also like to see. Maybe it's on Movie Land.
Yeah, right? The funniest part is that when we got out of that screen, back to the, I think the screen that we selected Young Frankenstein on, and it did have, like, recommended ones underneath it, those ones were all normal.
Yeah.
And they were all, like, good shows that we totally would have watched. Like, when was that, that Harrison Ford movie, what was it?
Oh, The Frisco Kid with Gene Wilder.
Yes, yeah.
1979.
Yeah, it had a bunch of different Gene Wilder movies. And then after that, you could go back even more to the main menu.
Right.
So I don't think that it's that bad.
It was weird, yeah.
I think they just have a lot of stuff on there and they happen to pull some weird stuff. Yeah.
I almost want to peruse the app now and see what other wild shit is on there.
Right, right. Wild or wilder shit.
Right. All your Gene Wilder movies. Just by way of follow-up, I checked out the Transparent Idaho app again, or site, And yeah, still...
still messed up?
Still, the mayor of Idaho Falls still making $48 a year.
Okay, well...
I want to say two things. Uh-huh. That's the difference between news organizations.
Right.
Clickbait News or whatever website it is where you're halfway through reading the article. It refreshes to load more ads and then scrolls you automatically to all the way to the top.
Drives me nuts.
That's the difference between the news sites and us.
Yeah.
They get the press release, hey, we're transparent now.
Uh-huh.
We actually use it like a consumer.
Yeah.
And that's the second thing I'd like to say to the state of Idaho is use your, before you launch your product, use it
mm-hmm.
like a consumer. And that's one of the reasons I was just loath to go live
right.
last week on Halloween, because I was like, but there's no way to like put it together, look at it, see if it's good enough.
Yep.
We had multiple issues like lighting, sound.
Mm-hmm.
Probably people will watch it and go, it's fine.
Sure, sure.
But in my mind, you know, there was a lot that needed to be done.
Which I get. But the thing is that there is a certain expectation with live.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a big old production. We don't have like producers in the background getting everything ready for us. We don't have a stage girl bringing us drinks as we go.
There's no Jamie to our Rogan.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, I think people expect that live stuff is going to have a live feel to it. And I don't think anyone's mad about that.
It was kind of fun, though, wasn't it?
It was so fun.
Differently paced.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of mess ups. But we could talk to people in real time.
That was the part I liked the most.
If you participated in that, Dennis de Bois Blanc, MB Beasley,
uh-huh.
Natalie from Elsie's Closet,
mm-hmm.
Jer.
Don't forget Whitney.
Whitney.
Of course.
Thank you so much for being there. Yeah.
That was really fun.
And sorry if I left anybody out, David Scott. I'm sure we did. Also, we hit 500 subscribers on YouTube. Yay!
I know. Isn't that crazy?
So how about this? We won't mention it again this episode. We'll shut up about YouTube for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning this episode.
Just this one.
We got one comment. Hey, great video for a channel your size. And I thought, no, that's, I'm sure the commenter meant well.
Sure.
And that's sort of like saying, you look great for your age.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. For a channel your size.
Sort of a backhanded compliment.
I just want to know how big their channel is.
Also, it wasn't big.
Just teasing. But.
I compared. Compared sizes. Like Trump and his crowd sizes.
Yeah, had a measuring contest.
Uh-huh. Oh, and More Buff, More Muff is back.
I know. I missed him so much.
Hey, buddy.
I was getting worried about him.
Great to see you again. Glad he's back out of the slammer.
Oh.
Must be, right? Work release or something.
I thought for sure that you like had some confirmation that you were going off of
No, I don't
something.
Know. I'm That's just because that was the joke he made like a year ago.
Right, right.
Okay. Also, if you want to continue celebrating Sober October, mm-hmm. this was one of the comments on Facebook. Hey, where can we go to get mocktails in town?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess there are a couple of great suggestions. 18 XVIII. Mm-hmm. That we've been to.
Right.
And then Mara Shar is a bartender, I guess, at New Ford's Bar.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And she's sober and she loves to make mocktails. So
that's kind of a wild job to have if you're sober.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's like an asexual sex store clerk. You know?
Yeah. But it's better than like a 25-year-old life coach.
Right, right.
You know, if she's sober, she's probably had experience
on the other side of things.
On the other side.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
She's probably like, at this point, somebody who can make a cocktail like how Beethoven could compose an entire right. symphony even though he was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how a good chef can go without even tasting the dish, it needs a little bit more cumin.
Right.
Or yep. something.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. So, anyway, we tried this. This is funny. You know how we tried the adaptogen drops
yes,
in our live Halloween episode, and I wanted to go back to my Amazon cart and see what they were, see what I ordered, so that I could put that in the description of our live video.
Oh, fair.
And remember, so we tried the drops.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the brand. It was some weird brand name.
Yeah, it's like I, Me, You or something like that.
That's when I turned to the camera and said, folks, China is winning. We've known that for years. But... the product no longer exists on Amazon.
Really?
It's gone.
I wonder if you bought the only one.
I wonder.
Like there was one, like this person had exactly one of these things, made a listing for it, And you bought it.
Well, and remember when I first pulled the dropper out, I could clearly see the milliliter markings on it.
Right.
And you said there were no markings on the dropper.
Which there are not. Do you want me to grab it so you can
confirm? What did we drink, people? What did we drink?
Well, and as a matter of fact, I'm having some more today.
All right, okay.
So, but I noticed.
It's just a little scary.
I thought it was nice. I feel like it gives you a nice little like zen feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's no booze, but.
Right.
Yeah. But also like booze ain't that great, so it's fine.
Yeah. You know the drill. Alcohol is fun. Until it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, the hangovers aren't worth it.
Yeah.
Just not.
So everybody's talking about these, the Red Bull Winter Edition. What flavor is it?
This does look like something Elsa would drink if she was a gas station attendant who vaped.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And had piercings.
Yeah.
It's hot.
But yeah, so this is iced vanilla berry.
All right. I got to tell you, I'm immediately prejudiced against it, and here's why.
Why?
Vanilla and berry totally work. Remember how we've talked about adding something to the mix and at some point there's a point of diminishing returns?
Right.
Any mint berry I've ever tried, I've hated.
Fair enough. But also this does just say iced vanilla mint. So I don't know if that means that it's mint or if it just means that it's cold. One more thing too.
I'm skeptical.
This looks like the full sugar version. I know for a fact that they have sugar-free too.
True. Couldn't find them. In fact, it was hard enough to find these.
Right. Yeah, good point.
That's how hot they are right now.
That's funny.
Let's give them a try.
Yeah, I'm not getting any mint. That's delicious. I think that's amazing.
there's a bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is neither vanilla nor berry, and I'm trying to figure out what that is. Or is it the berry bite?
I think it's the berry bite, because I think it's a raspberry.
Okay.
Yeah, because like the main flavor I get, like when I exhale, it's a raspberry flavor.
It's berry good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a good berry drink. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not picking up too much vanilla.
I get a little bit of it. Like, it does have that bit of creamy taste in it. Kind of like you and I were talking about yesterday with the... orange cream polar?
Yes.
Yeah, like there, it's definitely there, but it's much more subtle than the berry, specifically raspberry.
LaCroix makes a key lime.
Right, the key lime's really good, and the limoncello.
Yeah, and the limoncello.
It's really vanilla-y. Oh, I love the limoncello.
But it's got that creamy in it, mm-hmm. but with like zero calories, so it must be...
So it can't be cream.
essence of vanilla or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a little mint in this.
Really?
Eucalyptus. I just looked it up.
Oh...
But it's so subtle.
So subtle.
I think after drinking the full can, I'd be tired of it.
Oh, really?
But yeah, I don't like it when berry shouldn't be menthol flavored. You know what I mean? Just weird.
I get what you mean. I don't.
I'm sure people, like, I love mint chocolate, and I know people who don't.
I also really like vanilla mint. I think vanilla mint is delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. But I get not liking the berry mint. That might be too much.
So you loved those little melt-in-your-mouth vanilla mints that Grandma had, the powdery ones in the candy jar.
Oh, of course I did. Yeah, I love Grandma candy, dude.
Or those little Hershey Kiss-shaped drops with the...
Yeah, with the little dots on the bottom.
Little dots on the bottom.
Oh, my gosh. Those were one of my favorite candies ever. And they came in like all those weird pastel colors.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it felt like you were eating Easter.
Yeah.
They were so good. Yeah.
Right.
I loved those things. My granny used to have those all the time, and they were one of my favorite. Like, I would always go to her cabinet and just steal a bunch of them.
I kind of want to scrape my tongue after that.
A little too sugary.
No offense, Red Bull.
Yeah. Now, you and I tend to like the sugar-free Red Bull, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And I actually have noticed that they've been making a lot more sugar-free flavors
than before.
I know, about dang time.
Yeah.
Especially because I loved their flavored set that they came out with, like the coconut one. Oh. Delicious.
Right. There's one they do. Is it around Thanksgiving? But it's a cranberry.
Oh, delicious.
Cranberry Red Bull. And I forget. I think maybe it has a name other than cranberry.
Right, right.
But it's really good.
Super good. But I love that they're doing some of these sugar-free flavors now. Matter of fact, I had a couple the other day that were just incredible. For one, they made their watermelon sugar-free, and I had that one. But I've had it not sugar-free before, and I'd say they taste pretty similar.
Okay.
But I also tried this really great, like, strawberry acai, whatever it was. It was, like, in an orange can. But, my God, It was delicious. And I really liked that the strawberry was like a real strawberry flavor instead of a candy strawberry flavor.
We've talked about that. It's been a recurring theme with some of the things we've tried. I'm glad that...
It reminded me a lot of those recess drinks that we had.
The Taste Kitchen chefs are doing authentic type flavors now.
Yeah, I really glad like
that's
it.
In. So if you missed our first live episode ever on Halloween, it's okay. It's non-canonical, so you don't, you're not going to miss anything.
Right.
It was mostly just us figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
But
and showing off my mouse.
We talked about how there's this growing trend, and I'm a little miffed that we didn't start it right here in Idaho.
Right.
Of putting a potato in the candy bowl for Halloween, whether you present it to the children or you just leave it on your front step or however you distribute the Halloween candy, because I guess, more than 5 times out of 10, the kid will pick a potato and be really excited about it.
Yeah, which I think is hilarious.
Here's a couple of examples. Someone even put a sweet potato in there.
That's funny. Yeah, and the fact that this didn't start in Idaho is insane to me, but okay.
It's too bad. But you know, sometimes it matters who does it first, but then it matters who does it better.
Right, right.
And if anybody can hand out those big old Idaho russet bakers, it's us.
Right. Like, instead of doing full-size candy bars, do full-size potatoes. Yeah. You know, if you want to be cheap, you can go out and get the mini potatoes.
Yeah, the ones that sell for $20 in a fancy New York City restaurant.
Right, right.
Yeah, I can literally leave my house right now, drive less than a mile, and be back with 10 of them.
Yep.
I mean, I might have to haul ass away from the guy's yard, but kidding, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, that in mind, though, can we talk a little bit about the fact that, like, so many people ended up reporting that their candy buckets got, like, vandalized or stolen?
Yeah, like the entire bucket.
Yeah.
Stolen.
I saw it on Life in Idaho Falls a couple of times of people just saying, like, oh, yeah, some kids came over and trashed my shit. I don't feel like that really happened as much when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm nuts.
Well, but when I was a kid, there was no bowl on the porch, please take one.
I mean, there was yourself. For me.
I never saw that when I was a kid.
People were probably more sticklers back then. They were either like, we're staying home, we're giving out candy, or they're like, kids.
Yeah.
And I
remember, like, my very first Halloween where I was a homeowner and kids were coming to my house, I made them say, trick or treat. You got to say it.
Yeah,
you
right.
You got to say it.
That's the social contract here, child.
Yeah.
You need to do your part for me, do my part.
Uh-huh.
That's just how that goes.
It's the exchange. This is the transaction.
On that same note, though, I did see someone who posted about a phallic-shaped sucker.
Oh, no.
And said that someone had given... their teenage boy and a 6-year-old girl that?
Like what you'd get at a bachelorette party?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So still candy, just,
Oh, no.
It's a funny shaped sucker.
No.
So interesting. I don't know how true that is, because anyone could post any candy on the internet and claim that they got it from trick-or-treating.
There's a lot of posters in Facebook groups that seem to have, missed their calling as a creative writer.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they missed creative writing class in high school.
Yeah. Now, if that is true, realistically, like, at least no kids are going to die from it, but you probably shouldn't.
Right.
You know, like, that's weird and inappropriate, and don't do that on Halloween.
It's what's considered in some cultures as a dick move.
Yes, exactly. And then there was another guy, too, who said that he just got back from his dealer's house and found candy in his drugs.
Gotta watch yourself on Halloween, kids.
Yeah, dude.
Stay safe out there.
Messed up.
Jeez. A lot of people were posting the different things found in candy memes.
Right.
Our new friend Maddie Danger posted, check your candy, kids. And it was like a Snickers with a really poorly photoshopped 1993 Mazda. I found a 1993 Mazda Miata in mine.
Right, right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have a million times. Here's the Las Vegas Sphere at Halloween.
Yes, very cool.
That's so cool. What are they going to do at Christmas?
I mean, I feel like all of the Christmas options aren't very good.
You could do a snowball.
But I mean, that's just a big white ball.
An anthropomorphic snowball.
Yeah, but even with
like Frosty's
that,
head.
Yeah.
The carrot that
there
turns.
We go. Yeah, you could do a snowman head. That would be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do a Christmas ornament, but that also is going to just look like a big red ball or green ball or blue ball, depending on your, you know.
I vote for blue balls.
Yeah, right. But yeah, not really. I mean, maybe a peppermint. That's like all I can think of that's round and Christmassy.
Yes, a little Christmas peppermint.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but other than that, I can't really think of anything else that would be good and Christmassy.
Christmas balls. Christmas balls. Lump of coal?
Well, again, but that's just black.
Yeah. We'll wrap up Halloween with this. I thought this was interesting. Local News 8 interviewed Spirit Halloween, I guess, and said, what were the most popular costumes?
Oh, interesting.
And they said, two, the first one surprised me, the one they couldn't keep in stock, Red from The Descendants.
Really?
So, you know, The Descendants is that Disney franchise, the kids of, is it just Disney villains?
Yeah. Well, no, so they also have some of the other like descendants of other Disney characters, but it focuses on the villains' kids.
Okay.
Yeah, which also, canonically speaking, half of those characters should not be there, but okay. Yeah. We're just going to retcon to like, what, 50 different franchises for funsies, I guess.
Right. And this whole thing smacks of like Muppet Babies to me, but I haven't watched one.
Right, right.
I just, some of the...
I think I started one once. I don't remember why or what the context was. Maybe it started playing after I watched something and I was like, what is this? But I just remember it not being very good.
If I can pull myself away from Rocky Horror Picture Show on Disney Plus long enough.
Right, right.
On repeat, then maybe I'll go watch
The Descendants.
Rise of Red or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So they couldn't keep that in stock. And then Ghostface from Scream.
Which makes a lot of sense, especially because there are so many variants of Ghostface.
Yeah.
My personal favorite was Pink Glitter Snowflake, Ghostface.
Yes.
I love that stuff. And as you know, all of my new Halloween decor is centered around the colors yellow, orange, and pink.
Pink is the new orange.
Uh-huh.
You deserve the best when it comes to treating yourself. You deserve Thor's Chocolate.
The best artisan chocolate in East Idaho, beyond anything you've tasted before, with bold, smooth, delicious flavors, dark milk and white chocolates, with a few keto-friendly options as well.
Love the keto milk with a handful of peanuts. Made from bean to the bar in Idaho Falls, thorschocolate.com. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 25% on your first purchase. Thor's Chocolate. Fit for the gods.
Do you want locally raised beef for the holidays or to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
That's like 1/16 of a cow. You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And listen later in this episode for your last chance to win front row tickets to the Spud Kings hockey game this Friday night.
We all have different roles, don't we? At home, at work, at play. By night, we are podcasters who make silly jokes. By day, we are serious about helping Idaho buy and sell homes.
When it's time to make your move, we can help you too. We know Idaho Falls and we know the current real estate market. Plus, we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Dead serious realtors by day, alive silly podcasters by night. Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Go thrifting this fall at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale. Elsie's Closet is Idaho Falls' only thrift store devoted exclusively to women and women's fashion.
Right now, save on fabulous fall fashions, including sweaters, hoodies, cardigans, layering tops, denim, boots, and sneakers.
Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign just off Yellowstone on A Street. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the one local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support.
For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Here's a gift-giving idea for your out-of-town family or friends. A unique, homegrown, hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design, and the classic I Heart IF tee.
Oh, and super popular last week, the Farrell's Baby Butt sign.
These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops. TetonT-shirts.com, Lincoln Post, Wear a real piece of Idaho Falls. Idaho Falls
has the cool cats. Yeah. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
Meow.
Meow.
That was good.
I like that one.
That one's fun.
New jingles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot because we're just so excited about all of them, honestly.
And let's talk about this Teton t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. See, that one's good.
Finally, it's here, the Civic Auditorium.
Mm-hmm. And you might notice that it has the actual vintage sign on it, not the new Frontier Center one, as it should, just saying.
Well, in the age before everything's sponsored and constantly subject to advertising, this is the classic Civic Auditorium facade with the sign.
Right.
That may or may not say 42069 somewhere on it, but we'll forget that part.
I also really love the comedy and drama masks on it. I just think that comedy and tragedy. Wow, look at me. Yikes.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, but anyway, I love how accurate they are to the actual sign. I thought that was such a cool bit, and it's not on there anywhere anymore, so it's nice to be able to see him still.
Exactly, and we actually used your dad to take a reference picture of the comedy and tragedy masks on the sign to stay as true to the original as possible.
Right. Well, and I remember a couple of iterations before this one when you showed it to me, and I was like, we got to fix the eyebrows on that because they're not exactly the same.
Yeah, this took forever to do.
It did. That one, I think, was probably the longest out of all of them because it was such a labor of love.
This is the third and final in the series of, famous facades, famous erections, if you will, in Idaho Falls.
Uh-huh.
Rock them proudly, TetonT-shirts.com. There's the water tower, the West Bank Tower, and the Civic Auditorium.
Close enough.
Okay, Lane gave these to us like a month ago. Lane Virgin from Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company.
Yes, and I'm so excited to finally get to them.
I feel like we should try these because Lane, we had, all the Halloween candy.
We had a lot of candy.
queued up already to go.
Right. Well, and we did try the werewolf tracks that his wife Whitney recommended.
Yes.
So it's not like we're ignoring the virgins altogether.
Would we even have a show without you guys? I don't know.
No, not really.
So we tried as everybody knows, Carly loves the Idaho Falls Farmers Market because she can go get fresh quail eggs.
Mm-hmm.
With that knowledge, Lane picked up some pickled quail eggs from Bucky's.
These are tricky.
Which is sort of like the southern equivalent of... They're the southern equivalent of nothing. They are unique and stand out on their own.
Right. They're pretty amazing.
Are we going to need like a bottle opener for that?
Part of it is that I have on my Halloween nails still. Here, if you wanted to just do that for me.
And now these are from Shields Outfitters. Shields is Cabela's or Sportsman's Warehouse. We have one in Boise. There's one in Salt Lake.
Do you want one of these?
I'm gonna sacrifice my bod.
Okay, this is sort of the
top of a canning jar, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Here's the other half of it.
Yeah. Oh, this is a canning jar.
It is a canning jar.
All right. There we go.
Oh, dang! I was afraid of that.
Can I borrow a paper towel?
Sure can. Let me just dump all this stuff off of it.
I've got pickled quail egg juice on my hand.
Oh no! How terrible.
Yeah.
Or I'll take those back.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah, right? That's what we get for trying stuff on camera.
Now, you do have the Bucky's still. Do you have a couple of those left?
Are
those all gone?
No, I do have them. I specifically saved them, but I stupidly forgot them for tonight.
Well, yeah, but you have the taste of them recently in your memory.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed in this jar, there are quail eggs and jalapenos.
I'm pretty sure the other one has jalapenos, too, because the other one has some spice to them as well.
All right.
Here's your eggie.
Okay.
Enjoy. Put it on a little sword to skewer. That's fun.
We're using Mikey's steak sword skewers.
These things are so handy.
Every household should have little finger skewers like this for steaks and snackies.
Ready?
Ready? Go.
Mmm. I can already tell these ones are spicier. Mmm. Those are so good.
I like these better than the Bucky's.
Really?
Yeah, they're not as rubbery.
Mm, that's true.
Does that mean they haven't been sitting in the vinegar jar as long?
Mm, that's a good question. I don't know.
Creamy center.
Ooh, they're spicy, though.
That's a spicy meatball.
They're pasty. You want another?
Delicious.
Sure. All right. Give me your skewer.
I licked the skewer. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Vinegar kills everything.
Yeah. Oh, do you want a jalapeno on it too?
Sure.
All right. Load look at up. You, wild child. Mr. Daredevil over here. I can handle some spice, but lately I've kind of been a baby about it.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Well, and it has to be the right kind of spice. Like, I feel like I've always been able to handle Asian-style spice better than, like, Mexican-style spice. Maybe that's a capsaicin thing. I'm not really sure.
Doesn't Asian spice sort of, like, wasabi hits you right in the nose. And the roof of your mouth, and then it goes away.
Right, right. Whereas I feel like Mexican spice tends to build and build and build. Yeah. Which is kind of a lot for me.
Guys, these are great.
Those are really good.
Thank you.
I do think that I think I prefer the Bucky ones just a little bit because they're a little bit more vinegar heavy than these ones are. But I feel like I could also get that flavor by just putting them in vinegar. Like, you know, just pour a little extra vinegar in here, pour half of what's in there out, and then pour more vinegar in.
I wasn't a huge fan of the Bucky's quail eggs for whatever reason. I'm trying to remember. I think it was the texture.
It could be.
These I can picture myself having a snacksident with.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. I personally, I dig them. I think they're good. But yeah. I think the Bucky's are just a little bit better.
While we're on the topic of Lane and Whitney Virgin.
Yes.
Y'all know what time it is.
Yeah, you ready to share that code word?
Let's do it. Let's explain the contest. First of all, the prize.
Yes.
This Friday night.
Uh-huh. That's November 8th.
Uh-huh. At the Mountain America Center, Spud Kings hockey game. And it's not just a hockey game.
No.
It's not something you do while staring at memes on your phone because you'll be sitting front row, right behind the goal and the goalie.
Oh, yeah.
Right where there's a ton of action.
Uh-huh.
And you have the front row seat to it, like a foot away from the glass.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if Mike goes out to buy some Dasani or take a walk or something, you'll probably see a fight.
apparently, fights only break out when I leave.
Man, seriously, though, that one time when we went, I was so mad because I wanted you to see the fights.
I'll have my camera rolling the whole time.
Right, right.
You'll be in a Sando. Mm-hmm. It'll be Mike and Carly from IFAF on one side, Lane and Whitney Virgin from Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on the other side. You and a guest will be right in the middle, front row.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's going to be awesome.
We can't wait to see you there. We do have a lot of entries. We want you to get in on this one. Now, here's the quid pro quo, Clarice. Here's the caveat.
Yeah.
You need to get it to us before midnight tonight. I think the official rules in this post say 12:01 tomorrow, Tuesday, right. November 5th, Election Day, technically. But you got to get this in.
Yes. Yep.
Carly Morgan, tell them the code word that they need to email to info@ifaf.com.
The code word this week is sirloin. Like a fancy knight who likes steak.
I can taste it in my mouth.
Mike totally just messed up. The correct email address is info@ifafpod.com. What a dumbass. Again, email the code word to ifafpod.com.
And thank you again, Lane and Whitney, for sponsoring this whole thing. We are so excited to join you. Honestly, I can't wait to get back behind the ice on that. It was so fun the first time, and it'll be fun to have some new friends to go with.
I am unreasonably excited for this. I'm out of my mind with excitement. On this.
And realistically, there have been quite a few submissions, but there haven't been that many. So your chances of getting picked are still pretty high if you do it today.
Oh, yeah. We're not in the triple digits.
Yeah.
Look, we're a brand new show. Like the commenter said, hey, you guys are pretty good for a new show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in on the ground floor on this action.
Right.
Remember in the live episode, I said, I want to hit the treadmill with some weights.
Yes.
Because I hear that if you do that, you can increase your bone density. And I don't know why that's important to me, but it sounds like it should be.
Well, yeah. Well, especially because you don't want to be one of those old people who, you know, falls over onto a feather and breaks their hip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
It's that time of year again.
Yeah, right.
So I hit the treadmill with some weights today and I watched the first episode of Graham Hancock's Ancient Apocalypse, where he does the Americas.
Oh, nice. Okay.
He talked about, and you know, I've talked about the Clovis people before.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you know, the I don't know, prevailing conventional wisdom has been for a long time. They came across the Bering Strait from Asia down into the Americas. But now we're finding out that that was only 12,000 years ago after the Younger Dryas event.
Right.
now we're finding evidence of like there's mammoth footprints, and then a meter down there's human footprints, and then a meter down there's mammoth footprints. So that would indicate that we lived, this was all going on about the same time, like,
right,
I don't know, 14,000 years ago or something.
Wild.
There are already people here. Well, the INL says that they found some similar evidence. Did you know?
Oh.
You know the INL is celebrating their 75th anniversary.
Yes.
I guess they found evidence of civilizations around these parts 14,000 years ago, I want to say.
Wild. Okay.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That is. And also, I didn't know they had a paleontology/archaeology department over there. But I guess if anyone was going to, it would be them.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. Ancient history keeps getting more ancient.
Yeah.
Especially in America.
And more interesting.
Well, and one of the things that he did, this is, I think, so that was the first episode. He went to White Sands.
Uh-huh.
We know that from the Roswell crash.
Uh-huh.
But I think the second episode he's looking at, or was it the same one? Anyway, they're looking at, let's see, this was South America. They're clearing out the Amazon rainforests now, and they're seeing these grid lines and stuff similar to the Nazca lines, mm-hmm. but indicative of a civilization that lived there.
Right, right.
This is exciting. What a time to be alive.
It's crazy, huh?
And by the way, we don't need to clear cut those Amazon rainforests. We can just use LIDAR, people.
Yeah.
It's kind of heartbreaking to see what's happening down there.
I know. That's super upsetting, but... Okay.
I will figure it out, I'm sure.
If I personally had the power to change it, I sure would.
I firmly believe that any problems mankind can create, mankind can solve. Kind of like the hole in the ozone layer. We figured that out with the chlorofluorocarbons. Okay. What do we want to do about the RHS fights?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
We need somebody on the inside. What about McDeezy?
McDeezy, okay.
The guy that was on the Tonight Show spinning the basketball on his toothbrush. Maybe I'll hit him up.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe really what he should do is he should just become like the de facto distraction. Anytime a fight breaks out, he needs to start doing something to get people looking at him instead of the fight.
Can you whistle McDeezy? Can you do the Harlem Globetrotters theme?
There we go. That's
Sweet
it.
Georgia Brown?
Yeah. To go back to hockey, I know that there's this thing in hockey where if there's a fight on the ice, the other guys are supposed to hug each other.
Mm.
Like you're supposed to pair up with the opposite team and give them a hug so that you don't join the fray.
Okay.
And I wonder if they need to start doing that at Rigby High School.
Hugs, not drugs.
Yeah, right.
Hugs, not fights. But what's happening is obviously these videos are circulating and a kid or lots of kids have the videos on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
One will create an Instagram account, RHS_fights_2_0_2_4, or whatever weird sort of character set that they need to do to say what it is, but also hide it from the parents.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and not duplicate another account's name. And then almost the minute they start throwing the videos up, someone discovers them, they're taken down, but it's kind of like a hydra.
Yeah, yeah. The more heads you cut off, the more pop back up.
There's lots of parents who are shocked about high school kids getting in fights. And I was like, really? Because that just was a way of life when I was coming up.
To be fair, that latest fight was pretty brutal.
It was, and it was all one-sided.
You know? Right, right. Well, yeah, because apparently the girl who got beat up, she's on the soccer team, and if you fight back, you get kicked off, which
should not be a rule.
Yeah. Like, that is, I think, a really big argument against the whole zero tolerance thing, because sometimes there's a really good reason to throw hands.
Shouldn't it be, like, real world rules?
Like, right.
The person that throws the first punch is the one that's guilty of assault, and then after that, you're just defending yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we think.
That being said, this whole thing apparently started over a boy, which, girls, hear me out here. No man is worth it. Some of them are great, and they will add to your life. Most of them are not. And realistically, none of them are worth getting kicked out of school for, and now you won't even get to see him because you're not in the same school, you dummy.
Bum, 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 bum. Copyright infringement.
Stupid, though. Just so dumb. What a stupid reason. You know, and I just don't know what she thinks is going to happen. Like, she's going to beat up this other girl and he's going to be like, oh, suddenly you're so hot and I want to be your boyfriend.
That's the thing about fights, though, is they're rooted in anger, and anger isn't a root emotion.
Right, right.
Typically, I think the root emotion for anger is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Years of therapy.
Right.
And so you're not really thinking, that really reasoning it through.
True, true. Well, and
they
also
just want to get out some aggression.
Well, and also teens just don't reason things through anyway.
Right. And they're raging with hormones, and it's what happens.
Yeah. But still, just nuts to me, dude. I can't believe that this is what's going on.
We'll see if we can get a Rigby High School insider.
Yeah, right.
to get some of these videos. We'll play the shit out of them.
Probably won't.
It'll be like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, no.
In the 90s.
You know, though, I do kind of wonder if maybe for Rigby High School, since it does seem like they're having a lot of fights, if the solution isn't necessarily to try to find a way to stop the fights, but a way to regulate them.
Yeah, how about a friendly game of dodgeball?
Well, I'm even thinking like...
You, me, parking lot 3, dodgeball.
What if they had like a weekly cage match? You know, where like they've got coaches, they've got like they've got people to pull them off each other if you need, like what's the other, and they've got like safety equipment too, obviously.
Yeah, like what was the MTV claymation? Was that cage match?
Celebrity death match. Wasn't that it? Something like that. Yeah, but yeah, kind of like that. Just, you know, that way the two know what they're getting into. No ambushing, because that's just a bitch move anyway.
It really was
pathetic.
The one video
like
we
that
saw.
Makes you look like a big old baby who can't handle getting hit. You know, but anyway. But yeah, that way both people are agreeing to it. They know what they're getting into. So if there is some beef that needs squashed, they can squash it. Or realistically, what's more likely to happen is kind of like what happened during the times when people would duel. They'd send their second, they'd negotiate, and nothing would happen.
Yeah.
You know, I think that when blood is on the line, most people are like, man, maybe this isn't such a big deal.
Well said, Carl.
Thank you. Now, that in mind, I went to Taylor's Crossing. So we didn't really have fights, at least not when I was there. I think I remember someone fighting over a parking space like the year after I left, which again is such a dumb reason to fight. Just park somewhere else. You'll live.
I never started any fights, but I did fight back a couple of times.
Oh, did ya?
Yeah.
I've never gotten into a physical fight. And a part of me wants to, but I also don't necessarily want to say that on the internet because I don't want anyone to take that as an invitation.
There was one particular fight after I was assaulted and physically struck.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed the guy's coat. It was the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of started going back and forth on his face.
Which is such a cartoon character thing to do, by the way.
I'm not even sure I was... I was under 18. I wasn't mm-hmm. in control of my faculties, I don't think.
Well, and if someone's hitting you, I can understand how it just takes over.
But it was like the 10th time.
Right.
And I was getting sick of it. And what's worse is he was picking on my little buddy who was smaller than me.
Right.
So, in fact, that was one of my biggest complaints about Terrifier 3.
Yeah?
Do you remember the movie 30 Days of Night?
Vaguely. I saw it like once forever ago.
It's a vampire movie that takes place in Alaska.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of really gory scenes featuring blood on snow.
Yes.
And I thought it was just so... No, Mike's not psycho. But for the purposes of a slasher flick, I thought it was really beautifully done.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is
a certain... Does that sound weird?
No, not at all, because that's just cinematography.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the juxtaposition of, like, this violent, dirty red blood on pure crystalline snow.
And so, Terrifier 3 had the opportunity to have a lot of blood on snow, since it was at Christmas, and
yes.
Arthur Clown was playing Santa, and mm-hmm. we didn't have any of that.
Good point.
But do you think that Terrifier 3 is sort of the link now between Halloween and Christmas movies, and we're going to see more and more of... I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas was 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to see more and more of that, but I think that we have... Well, actually, I mean, I guess in recent years, we've been getting more movies that are at least scary and Christmas-themed. Now, that being said, I feel like this started back with Krampus.
Oh, yeah.
A few years ago.
Yeah. Who's going to be in... He's going to be the main baddie in Red One.
Yes.
With the Rock.
And that's the thing. I didn't read anything about Red One, but I watched the trailer and now I know the whole plot. Like every trailer does.
I'm still going. I'm still going to go see it.
Well, and the dumb thing too is that he was only in it for like 2 seconds.
Those snowmen.
They could have easily cut it out and no one would have known who the bad guy was.
Right.
Which would have been more fun. But no, they had to ruin the surprise.
I feel you.
Makes me so mad.
Back to Trailers Crossing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. How old would you say Thunder Ridge High School is?
I mean, not very old, like maybe 5 years.
I would say two. Because, you know, time just has been speeding by.
Right,
since the pandemic.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 6 years old. The first class started going there in 2018.
Okay, fair enough.
I was at Thunder Ridge. I'm going to be judging a drama competition. You judge them 1 year, and then they hit you up every year.
Right.
And I enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I pull up to the backside of Thunder Ridge High School, and I see this. Not one, but two portable classroom trailers.
How?
Why? That's exactly what I thought. How? Does everybody know this? How do we have? I always thought, okay, so when I was coming up, you know, I went to that private church school out on Broadway, by Broadway and Bell and Gethsemane, and they had a regular building where the classrooms were, but then they had to build a couple trailers to accommodate their growing school population. Mm-hmm. And I always felt, whenever we had a class out in the trailer, I kind of went out there with my shoulders down.
Right.
Grumpy about it.
Yeah. Well, and you have to get your coat and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a pain.
It's a big thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We have two trailers, and each trailer has two classrooms in it.
Okay.
How did this happen? Well, I asked.
I mean, I guess I'm wondering, like, has our population grown that much in this short of a time?
Right. Like, is a Brent the newest school in town?
Yeah.
Is it already over capacity?
Well, it's also a pretty massive school.
So I asked my buddy Jordan. Who was in the Snake River Radio Players thing with me last year.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking with Kent's mom.
Yes.
By the way, Kent, great macarons this Halloween.
He always does some really cute ones.
Well done. I think he donated some money to Toys for Tots.
Oh, I love that.
A great charity that we need to be talking about more.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I actually went and helped them out Saturday, too, since the Wolf is also affiliated with them.
Great cause.
Yeah.
So Jordan said, you know, they have space for 8 classrooms.
Right.
Above the gym, but we don't have money to complete them because that needs to be a bond. So the next time you see a bond coming up and you've got kids that go to Thunder Ridge, you might want to consider voting yes on that.
But how are the trailers cheaper than putting up some drywall?
I don't know.
There's no reason that they should have to be in trailers.
I just thought it was, and maybe it's because of my emotional attachment to the idea from when I went to school.
Right.
I just thought it was sad to see these two trailers outside of the newest, biggest, brightest, coolest school in East Idaho.
Yeah, I just...
It's just weird.
Huh. Yeah, I just don't see why, like, how they could possibly... How did they not plan for this?
Right.
You know?
Right? You're going to build a new school. Let's put a few extra classrooms in there.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Because population size. Because
population does what it does.
If you can't see... What was it, like, 6 years?
6 years.
If you can't see 6 years into the future when building such important infrastructure, maybe you shouldn't be on that project, my guy.
And this may just be one more sign of how rapidly we're growing. A few episodes ago, we talked about the South Expressway.
So true, though.
How Idaho Falls is going to double in the next 25 years.
Wild.
That's one generation.
Yeah.
That means if somebody just had a baby now, they're going to be making babies about then.
Yeah.
Sort of how Salt Lake grows exponentially.
Yes.
We're almost out of time, so a couple rapid fire things.
Love it.
Bill's Bike and Run closing after 77 years.
Yeah, crazy.
Is that
and
right
kind
now?
Of a bummer.
1947.
Is it because bikes are so damn expensive now?
You know, I hear that one of the reasons, or one of the big reasons, is they lost distributorship or retail of Specialized bikes.
Oh.
Specialized is a brand name of Specialized bikes.
I don't know a lot about bikes.
I hear that's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's sad to see them go because I remember when they were on Holmes.
I mean, yeah, they're kind of an institution. It's sad to see them go.
Yeah. Also, the old Snakebite location will soon be Park and A Italia.
Ooh. You know what? That's kind of nice.
Good call, guys.
Well, yeah, and there's no Italian restaurant in that area except for Olive Garden, but even that's kind of away from everything.
We've got Olive Garden on the west side, Carino's on the east side.
Yeah.
What else we got, really?
We don't really have a lot of Italian places.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice to see.
I'm about it.
There is also Mama Flaws, to be fair. I did kind of forget about that one. Sorry. Right.
Well, they're closed, and they only do direct sales.
Really? No,
in fact, yeah, I think I saw her selling.
They got rid of the actual restaurant?
Yeah.
That trailer. Sucks.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that was a while ago.
Yeah. Bummer. Okay. Fair enough.
Fact check us on that. But I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, I think so too.
Parkin' A. Parkin' A, guys. They could use the guy from Office Space.
Right? Parkin' A, man.
Maybe not.
Probably not. I don't think they'd want to be associated with that.
We usually
I think they're going for a classier look.
Probably. Oh, anyone ever seen a trout of this size come out of Becker Pond before? That was the Facebook post.
Yeah, that's a big old fish.
Look at this Momofuku. 10 or 11 pounds, weighs more than your Chihuahua.
Oh, by far.
So I'm like, where the hell's Becker Pond? Well, it's Ryder Park. It's one of the ponds there.
Yeah.
When I was checking out the Ryder Park sled hill last winter, I saw a guy fishing there. I asked him, you're fishing? And he said, yeah, they're open year-round.
Oh.
Anyway, there's some
big... I don't know why you'd want to in the winter, but okay.
There's some big old trout in there.
That's awesome.
Way to go. I don't have a name, but sadly, they did not weigh it before they started cleaning it.
Oh, bummer.
It's huge. Also, I guess gas is really out of control in Rexburg.
Well, I mean, isn't it kind of that way everywhere?
Well, it's just more expensive in Rexburg. And we looked at Gas Buddy, which is your buddy when it comes to buying gas.
Right, yeah.
Cheapest price of gas in Idaho Falls almost always is Costco.
Always, yeah.
It's $2.86. In Rexburg at Walmart, I think is the cheapest, $3.28.
Oh, interesting.
That's significant.
That is. That is. Now, that being said, we do also have a Costco down in Pocatello.
Right.
So that might be a better straight across comparison. And according to that...
Which is also a college town.
A college town, yeah. Which is why I think it's kind of perfect for this. Okay, so their Costco looks like is $3.19. So also more expensive than Idaho Falls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gouging the college students.
Yeah, which is kind of extra crummy because like... Everyone knows that college students starving students are broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks.
That does suck. Sorry about that, Rexburg.
Yeah.
Two more things. Idaho Falls Farmers Market Winter Market is this Saturday.
Which is so nice. And I love that it's already here because it feels like the main farmers market just closed.
Right.
You know, so you don't have to wait too long between.
The semi-snarky thing I want to say is you guys got to go away long enough for us to miss you.
You could say that.
I kid.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, so last week we talked about how they're going to have one on Memorial outside for the Christmas tree lighting with the mayor and a visitor from the North Pole.
Right.
But this is the first of the monthly Idaho Falls Farmers Market winter markets at the Snake River Events Center, a.k.a. Shiloh Inn.
Yeah, which will be really nice. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. And what a great way... What a great way to do your local Christmas shopping.
We want to leave you with something fun. Candlelight at the Brickyard Event Center in Idaho Falls, in Ammon.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as I saw the ads for this, I was like, yep, that's where I want to be. Because it seemed like it'd be, you know, a nice, classy, musical event in really good lighting, which... If you're a chick, you know how important lighting is.
Yeah. Visually, the ads made it look like... sort of the sonic concert equivalent of a bubble bath.
Yeah.
A candlelit bubble bath.
Yes. Yeah, actually, I think that's a really good comparison.
They put hundreds of candles on the stage.
Thousands, as a matter of fact. I think they referenced that there were 3,000 candles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, right?
And throughout the venue where you're seated, there were two violins, a viola.
And a cello.
And a cello. So a string quartet, and I love the strings.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah. But we went the night before Halloween, so of course they did a Halloween program.
Yes, and it was so fun, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite one was probably Night on Bald Mountain.
Yes.
I thought that one was really well done.
Mussorgsky.
But I feel like everyone sort of got more involved in, like, it pepped up the audience when they did Ghostbusters.
Right, they did sort of a movie... theme for a minute. Ghostbusters, The Exorcist, Stranger Things.
Yes, that
was a good
one. Which
I thought was a good call.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and a few others.
They had Psycho up in there, Adam's Family.
And we want to say big ups to Brickyard Event Center. What a great place for that particular kind of show.
Yes, I completely agree. I think the only way they could have done it better is if they would have put the musicians, because they were arranged in a circle on stage. I feel like they could have put them in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
On a circular
platform. A concert in a round.
Yeah, and then done people in rings around them. Yeah. I think that would have been cool. But that's just me.
Anyway, Brickyard Event Center, you're IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute. And chef's kiss.
To you.
Great venue. Had a great time. Yeah. In fact, we want to leave you with this. Here's their little rendition of Time Warp.
Uh-huh, which was super fun, by the way.
Since we're just hung up on Rocky Horror Picture Show and have been for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Now streaming on Disney Plus. Where Frankenfurter is not a Disney princess. What'd
Disney
you say?
Disney queen.
A Disney queen. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. Send that Virgin River front row Spud Kings code word to info@ifafpod.com. See you next week. Stay fresh, cheese bags.